Hello. Welcome to Path Outstairs Diary. Some time in May. This one's lots of weeks together. And it's recorded on a Mac computer. Testing out the Mac computers. So the audio might sound different, don't know. The diary entries are quite short, so we've got a few weeks together. I think you might have to go monthly, because looking ahead, we've got very short entries. So let's just get cracking. Me, in the past, if you'd like to start reading, please. Thank you.
Hello there. Right then, the 6th of May. I got up at 1 o'clock today. I'm sure there's something I'm supposed to do that's massively important. But for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. Hope it wasn't something super life or death important. Oh, hang on. I know what it was. When I was at Collage, I was supposed to be handing in my dissertation today. It's supposed to be 20,000 words on how to make ladies attractive to you by making EQ patterns sound just magnificent. I had a theory which I posited as a hypothesis, which didn't get much traction with my tutor, that if a lady listened to something that sounded so smooth and silky like Barry White, an EQ, making it not sound like it's over a telephone, not making it sound like it's too bassy, then they might get wooed. 7th of May. Me and Dad enjoyed playing a game of Pirates. I was Big Black Chin and Cecil was Long John Zimmer. I lost count of the times we said, "Arr, matey." It was jolly good fun. We could never have got away with being pirates if Mum was here. Because she's absolutely terrified of them. She doesn't like a beard. She doesn't like a peg leg. In the afternoon, I did the fact corner on being single. We had a lively debate from both single people and non-single bastards. Tony, the man on the street, got punched in the air, on the air, in his face. He was doing his on the street bit. And he was at a shopping centre in Dudley. And he asked a man if he was single. And I think the man was a bit, you know, local. A bit West Country. Oh, phone's buzzing. And he thought Tony was asking him in a ooh ducky way. And he was a bit homophobic and he punched Tony. Well, Tony did say,
"Oh, you're a big boy. Are you single, love?"
Because, you know, I don't know why he said love. Stupid idiot. I went round to see Mum today, but she wasn't in. So I went round to see Boot 2B, but she was just on her way out. She goes to college, so I walked part of the way with her. I was quite pushy. "Don't know what I'm like with you." And then when we were walking just down the road, our hands accidentally touched. Utter joy. Utter joy. Skin as soft as Turkish delight. And she's full of promise. Full of Eastern promise. Eastern England promise, of course.
9th of May.
I got my eye patch changed today. Absolutely nothing else happened today. Though I did make a small eye patch for Teddy Watkins out in newspaper, but it didn't last very long. I spilt some Fun Fact Recorder on him, but
10th of May. Oh, what a day.
We found Eugene quivering in the shed. He's been living in there for 6 days. He apparently got evicted from his lodgings for setting his stairs on fire. He was just going for a show. And
what? That don't make sense in the words there.
He was just going for a shower, I'm assuming it means. And for some bizarre reason, Eugene, which he's never fully explained to me, likes to live like someone from the 18th century. So he won't use lights, you know, electricity. He uses candles. And a bit like Wee Willy Winky or a Scrooge. So anyway, he's walking downstairs at night and he slipped down the last 4 stairs and his candle flew from his hand and went flying through the air and hit a dry floral arrangement, which then burst into flames. because his landlady likes to spray them to give them that fresh, just cut look. So yeah, they burst into a ball of flames. And then Eugene screamed, "Oh no, what are we going to do?" And then he threw a towel over the flowers, which are massively on fire. But then the towel set on fire because it had lots of hairspray that he likes to use. Because he's from the 80s and he likes to look like Duran Duran. So then he grabbed the vase of flowers, and he threw it on the stairs and then just ran away. So he's been evicted. So after we got him out in from the shed, we said he can come and live in bedroom 3 because we're not at full capacity because Christella's admin's not being done.
Oh.
Because Mum's not here. It's sad seeing Christella so empty and alone and hollow almost.
11th of May.
Eugene, I've got a kitten flapping around the place because I had some beef jerky and he's obsessed with trying to get it.
Isn't it?
Anyway, sorry, 11th of May. Eugene's been egging me on to go see 2B. But I daredn't now because I'm in love with her. Her radiant beauty's too much for a guy like me. Her tiny eyes, a mad ginger hair, a big local shop-like nose, and a unique aroma. You know, lovely to look at, but, you know, I'm too frightened of her now. Anyway, he's talked me into it. We're going down to see Mum, and if Mum's not there, I'll pop in and see 2B. I'm doing air quotes there. So, don't know what I'm going to do, though. Because if I see her, I'm too frightened to say anything, too shy. I'll take Eugene with me. And then he can be my wingman. And if I just sort of nudge him, he'll know what I'm trying to say to her.
Oh. 12th of May.
We went round to see Mum, but she wasn't in. Except she was in, rather, I mean. So we had to talk to her. Although we did actually have quite an interesting conversation about North Sea fishing quotas. A subject very close to Mother's heart, as her father was a politician and something to do with fishing quotas. Don't know what, though. She never talked about him. And then, after seeing Mum and having a drink of Fun Factory Cola for the Dutch courage, we went round to see the 2B with Eugene. And I knocked on the door and she came and she used my usual line saying, I was popping in to see my mummy. I just thought I'd pop by to say, "How do you do, young lady? How do you do to you? How do you do, young lady? I'd like to say hello to you." Yes, I've rhymed you and with you, but it's fine. You found it quite endearing, I think. The kitten's done a pump. Just so you know, that smells. I had a problem though, because I was there with Eugene, and it was clear I was supposed to introduce Eugene to her, but I couldn't say, "Oh, hello, this is Eugene, and Eugene, this is..." because I didn't know her name, I'd forgotten it. So I knocked on the door, sang my little song, and then just said, "Eugene," and then we walked in. She offered me a cup of tea, and said, "Do I want anything?" So I said, "Yeah, can I have some wagon wheels?" And she gave me 7, because I'd asked for 15. Then Eugene knocked a cup of tea over himself, and he had to take his top off, exposing his Spice World the Movie tattoo up from his chest. 2B lent him a t-shirt that said, "Stop looking at my boobs," but the writing was exactly where bosoms would be. I said, "That seems silly to have that on a t-shirt, because that, you know, people, that just means it's going to call attention to them." And then she seemed to say that was the point, but I didn't understand it. Still don't get it. Then just as we were leaving, Eugene asked around for dinner. I couldn't believe it. I think he wants to set me up on a little romantic night, like we're in a French cafe. But it's just an intimate dinner with me and my future wife, 2B. Can't see anything going wrong. Oh, Lord, I've got to prepare a meal. 13th of May. I'm terrified. Two beers coming round in 57 hours. That's 7 p.m. on Friday evening. And I'm actually going to cook for her. Going to cook one of my specials. Which includes beef burger patties. 4 each. Mushy peas. And by mushy peas, I mean beans. And by mean beans... Oh, excuse me, kitten. I mean, no vegetable at all. Fish fingers. 6 each. Jenga'd up. And 3 of my special specials, which are waffles, the potato type, with a chip filling in each holes, so it's like a cube of carbohydrate. Looks a bit like a Borg cube from Star Trek, but made out of potato. Delicious. Then for the pudding, we get 3 Kinder Eggs each. A toy and some chocolate. But that's not the most important news today, would you believe, dear diary? I, for today, and for the rest of my life now, because I'm a go-getting urban boy, I've joined a gym.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to get as trim as possible for our wedding, and I think I'm going to need quite some time to get rid of the excess 28 stone that I've probably got. So if we get married in 2008, that gives me 5 years to burn off the flab. I'm sure to do it. Anyway, and as Jonah, that's my personal Jonah, says, fitness for Fenn's fatness. I don't dare tell him that I don't know what he means. He's huge, he's like the Incredible Hulk, only not green, but he is almost purple. I think his blood pressure's a bit high. He does take a lot of steroids, I've seen him snorting it. So, tomorrow, I'm going into town to buy a leotard, and I'm going to get my round legs on a ride which simulates walking up some stairs.
But in the...
Today I got my Lycra leotard. It's bright, shiny, and very, very tight. I also got head, wrist, and leg bands because of the gargantuan sweat. Just to be on the safe side, I got a testy cup. I tried a couple on in the shop, and would you believe, I'm a medium small, not just a small. I know, dear diary, I was shocked too. I haven't actually gone to the gym yet. I got very, very tired from going to the sports shop. In fact, I had to come home and have a nap. I felt quite poorly in the sports shop. It's a 10-minute walk there and back. It's quite far there, isn't it? But we're going to have a fun factory, and then with the added caffeine burst, I'll be fighting fit for the evening radio show, which is all going to be about losing weight. They're looking at the program schedule. Oh, I think it's going to be as boring as Kilroy. Probably never do it again.
15th of May. Well, what a performance.
At 2:34, I walked into the gym. And at 2:36, I got into the changing rooms. The men's one, the separate. Segregated. Unbelievable, there's no cubicles. You expected to get nude in front of other chaps. It's like going back to Neanderthal times. I actually had to get my man boobs out of three fully naked old men. Oh, I was so embarrassed. I just got a bit of a tear on, but I cried. Well, it was sweat, I pretended, but it was crying with embarrassment. Then there was the first workout, with Jonah, the personal trainer, as I've stated. First, I went on a ride that simulates going for a walk, a treadmill. Boring. Then I went for one which simulates going upstairs. Tedious and exhausting. Then I went for one which simulates going on a rowing boat. Then I went for one which simulates walking into the woman's changing room by accident. Well, trying to walk into the women's changing rooms by accident, but getting caught by the female version of the Incredible Hulk. Oof. She grabbed me by the throat and just pushed me, like I was some kind of paperweight. You know, a little bit heavy, but not much. But I couldn't believe it. I think if I wasn't wearing this eye patch, she would have given me a right old battering. Oof, I'm sure it was a man.
Very butch.
16th of May. She comes in 6 hours. Oof. bit blue. I've had myself a little shower, and now I'm wearing one of Dad's tuxedos. It's purple and has a neck ruff, but you know, not a neck ruff. A ruffly shirt. I look like I'm from the 50s. It's beautiful. She comes in 6 minutes. Oh, still very blue. I told Cecil and Eugene that they're going to have to leave, but then they insisted that they were going to stay because they were coming to the dinner too. Because Dad says because he paid for it all and he's cooked it all, he's got some sort of right to be there. And then Eugene's saying he's going to be there because he's the one that invited her. Idiots. Idiots. They better not try and wangle in on my date. She's my wife now. Well, she will be. Oh, she's here. Hello, dear diary. It's later now. It went unearthly. Well. I told 17 jokes, and she laughed at about 75% of them, which, you know, is quite a good hit rate for me. She seemed to enjoy the food, as did Dad and Eugene, actually. I was a bit shocked by that. But, you know, Cecil knows how to cook a lamb dinner, and that's what he cooked. And, you know, I can't complain, really. But I will. Anyway, Eugene 2B was wearing a lovely wool jumper and cardigan and pair of corduroy black brown trousers. She looked a little bit like a Christian with a hair that looks like a barn. Sorry, the kitten's jumping at me. And she's got some shoes on her feet that were very thick on the base. Not to an orthopaedic level, but clumpy. Very clumpy. Could have been a librarian. Anyway, Dad and Eugene didn't say much as they could see that they were very much a fifth and a sixth wheel. You know, which is fine on an articulated lorry, but not very good when you're a twosome. A bicycle. Oh no, I've zoomed up my diary. Shit, to where have I got to? Anyway, we got talking, found out a name. Turns out her name's Margaret. Couldn't write this, could you? I mean, I literally have written it, but you couldn't. Another bloody Margaret. Typical. So, to cut out confusion, I am just going to refer to her as 2B. Anyway, I'm too exhausted and a bit aroused. I'm going to bed now. 17th of May. I wrote a song to serenade 2B with. Excuse me. I'm not going to serenade 2B, but I think in my mind it sounded good, but I'm too shy to talk about it. But what I did have a talk about today was to Eugene and Dad. I warned them off 2B. Sure, they were trying to weasel the way into a knickers. That's not on, is it? Dirty. Anyway, Dad seems to be in a much better mood today. He's been awfully low since his divorce, since Mum left him. But today, he's been quite jocular. I walked in on him doing a little tap dance in the kitchen whilst he was cooking some toast. He seemed awfully energetic. Don't know what's got put some pep in his whistle. Rubbish. 18th of May. Oh, my papa. He's in ever such a good mood. He took me out for a pub lunch. I had a giant Cumberland sausage. Lovely. Very savoury. But I passed on the peas. Don't know why they seem to insist on putting peas on a Cumberland sausage. I said to them, I'll have a Cumberland sausage, chips, yes, no peas, certainly no side clump of salad, and if it comes with coleslaw, I will be throwing it at you. But did they listen? No, they did not. It came with peas, came with salad, and it came with coleslaw. So I threw it at the woman, but Cecil slapped my hand away just before I could launch it. Probably a good idea because she looked quite rough. Anyway, while me and Dad were sat there, he was asking some very odd questions, like about 2B though. Like, what does she do? How old is she? Was I keen on her? Do I think she would make a good mother-in-law? That mother-in-law?
And then he realised he meant stepmother and got quite embarrassed and just went back to blowing bubbles in his milkshake. Let's go back to the meal. Cecil then had a shandy. And then he got Larry and talked about a chest and a nipples. But I told him to butt out if he knew what was good for him. Back off, old biddy boy, I said. And then he slapped me round the face. I suppose it was justified. I did kick him in the shin. 19th of May. Got a letter in the post today, but it was from me, from 1986. Forgotten all about it. I was 6 years old when I wrote it. I sent it via Royal Mail's Time Box promotion, which means that you write a letter and then they keep it for so many years. And this is what I wrote. Dear Paul, hello, I'm you. I'm 6 now. You're 23. Ooh, that's old, isn't it? You're probably married with 2 or 3 kiddywinkles of your own and living in a lovely big house doing the business that you like. Today I did finger painting. I did a picture of a scarecrow. It frightened me and I cried a bit. I expect you're an ice cream entrepreneur now. An ice cream magnet, business magnet, if you will, because that's what I want to be when I grow up. So go on, sir, live the dream. Love, Paul Fact, age 6 1/4. Silly boy, what a silly dream to have. A wife and children and a business magnet at 23. Who heard of Duck Guff? I should be so lucky. 20th of May. We've had to open Christella to the public again, as our financial situation has become very unstable. I don't know what happened about Mum, the insurance money. Dad won't say anything about it, but he says we need some money. So today I've been cleaning out bedroom 4. I mean, yeah, bedroom 4 is my bedroom, but, you know, it did need cleaning. It smelled terribly. My pile of empty sugar bags was getting very, very high. Also this morning I woke myself up thrusting. It was quite painful as I was doing it against the wall, but I was very randy in my sleep, apparently. I must have been dreaming about 2B. 21st of May. Went round to see 2B today, but she wasn't in. Then I went to see Mum, but she wasn't in. So I walked home, but the front door was locked. Cecil must have gone out, and I didn't have my key. Where had Cecil and Eugene gone? Don't know, don't care. I waited 10 minutes on the step like a tramp, but nobody came. So I went round to Tony's house, but he wasn't in either. Then I went round to see the midget Toby Wilde. That's how bad things had got. But he wasn't in either, so I didn't know what to do. So I went back to see if 2B was in, and she was. Gave me a cup of tea and a last wagon wheel. I thought, well, if that's not love, I don't know what is. I'd asked her for a bottle of Coke and 15 wagon wheels, but beggars can't be choosers, and I didn't want to be rude to her. She had a sexy look on her face. Then we had a jam with her organ and I improvised words over her music. It was a bit boring, if I'm honest with you. I couldn't think of any rhymes for the word. Because I was trying to beatbox. And I don't know if you're supposed to rhyme with that or not. After about 32 minutes, I went home and luckily Dad was back. He'd gone to collect his pension. Then him and Eugene had gone to the cafe for lunch. At Boys' Cafe, I had sausage sandwich. I'm well gel of that. I love sausage sandwiches from Boys' Cafe. They're so savoury. If only they'd waited for me. 22nd of May. Today, the neighbours have been playing really loud Ibiza hits type music. Bloody awful. That's it. Still there playing it now while I'm writing this. Nothing else to tell you, except I found a clean sock in a drawer. Don't know where that came from. 23rd of May. I had to get up at 7:30 to answer the front door this morning. Some idiot guests had arrived, and we said, check-in's not till 10:30, but then they got really shirty, so I backed down, let them in. Shouldn't have. Mum used to charge them an extra £50 if they wanted to check in that early, but I didn't dare because the man was a bit common. 24th of May. Shock, shock, horror, horror. 2B came round to see me today. I was just sat in the front room with Dad, Eugene and Tony watching The Dukes of Hazzard on Channel 5. The film, not the TV programme. Dad went to the front door and said, "Oh, that's Margaret!" And I thought he meant Mum because he seemed quite keen. So I let him answer it. And then she walked in, as graceful as a pigeon, just bobbing and weaving, quite excitable. Then she sat on the sofa between me and Eugene. And we all just watched the movie like friends and chums and my sexy wife, to be. But she did that manoeuvre where she put her head, where she put her feet up on the sofa, but she sat with her feet towards Eugene and the head moved closer to mine. So, I got a young man. I must admit that to you. No one could see it, obviously, because it's tiny, but it was definitely there. Then I looked over at Cecil, and he was just furious, burning daggers at her, because he can't stand people putting their feet on the sofa, even if they have taken the shoes off. Furious he was. After that, we all went out for a meal in the arcades, and I thought, I'm going to impress her here with one of my party tricks. So I saw how many beef burger patties I could put in my mouth. Turns out it's 7, and then you start to choke and retch. And that's not an impressive look if you're trying to impress a woman. Let me tell you that now. Anyway. Tony had taken to drink. He had 23 absinthe beverages. And then he went off on one of his doolally trips. He went off big time, he went off party time, he went off show time, and then some. Because we all went to play with the 2p machines, and in a move of utter stupidity, he was sick in the 2p machine thinking that his absinthe vomit would push out some free 2p's. It didn't. He got badly electrocuted and we had to take him to hospital, because he started seeing black cats everywhere. Don't know why. Is that lucky or not? If you hallucinate a black cat... So we're in the diary now as I write this diary entry. Tony's asleep. I think they're giving him some knockout drug because he was in quite a bit of pain. Cecil's been poking him and he's not woken up. 2B's gone home. She seemed to have a good night out. And I wanted to walk her home, but I thought, you know what, it's going to look good if I show concern for my friend. So I let Eugene walk her home. Nope. Oh, Cecil's just pushed the panic button. Idiot. He says he didn't read the sign, but it clearly says, only push this panic button in an emergency. And then a man's just coming in and had a right go at me and Cecil. Imagine pushing a panic button when it says clearly only to be used in an emergency. Imagine if Miss Armitage Biddy did that when someone moved to university on the third year and then they got shouted at by a man when they moved in on the first day. Silly Miss Armitage Biddy. 25th of May. Tony's still in hospital. He hasn't woken up yet, and apparently he's named me and Dad as his next of kin. I can't believe it. We're making decisions for him about what happens to his organs if he dies. I'm going to have him on, I said. Tony's blood tests show that his blood / glue levels are dangerously high, as are his blood / Tipex levels. Luckily, his blood / butter levels are normal. Silly kitten. 26th of May. Still in hospital. Tony's still asleep. Oh. Oh, he's just died. Shit. Oh. Nope, Settler just accidentally pulled out his heart monitoring thing. Stupid.
27th of May. Oh, what a day night thing.
I didn't get a wink of sleep, as I had to watch over Tony. They had a machine that went ping, but it was needed elsewhere in the hospital, so I had to do it. I had to hold Tony's wrist and make sure that his heart was still beating. Only, at one point... sorry, at one point... I've lost my words. He was asleep, so I didn't... What's happened to the... He was asleep, so it wasn't like we were holding hands and being fruity. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Then at one point I thought he died because he'd gone very cold and very hard. Oh, kitten trying to burst into the room.
But he hadn't gone very cold and hard. I'd fallen asleep and somehow I'd grabbed hold of the metal railing around the edge of the bed. Thought it turned into a robot. 28th of May. Oh, lovely, I'm back in my own bed. That plastic chair in the hospital was horrible. Murder on the anus to sit on. He's given Dad piles, apparently. He's having to sit on a giant foam ring. Eugene's been here while we've been away looking after you, Christella, and the radio. He's done a lovely job. He ran lots of old classics like Thack's Corner, where Miss Armitage Bray walks, walks out shouting at me because I pretended to call her frumpy in a jokey way, but she got the ump, and then she came back in and slapped me on the arm quite badly. She did look frumpy though, because she was wearing a bobble hat and a raincoat. Very frumpy, but in a good way though. That's what I meant. Anyway, Eugene's moving out of Christella's, got himself a lovely new flat. He won't tell us where, because apparently we never went round to see him in the first place, so... 29th of May. Ooh, what a palaver. I spent all of today rearranging our rooms and bookings because Eugene's put people in my bedroom. Idiot. Everybody know bedroom 4 is a disaster zone. Don't put people in it. Can't have people coming in and touching my soup or our shrine. And he drank all our cola-flavoured Fun Factory beverage. 30th of May. Today I went round to see 2B. She wasn't in, but I could hear music from inside of a flat. Maybe she left it on in case burglars came round. She's a very sensible and sensual woman. Then I went to the gym. Leotard already on walk through town wearing a leotard. I did 3 full minutes of the workout, then realised that they have a swimming pool. I'd love to have gone in it, but... I would have loved to have gone in it, but as you know, dear diary, I cannot swim. See the 1987 December, drowning in Sedont. So, when I got home, I begged Dad to teach me, and he said he's gonna. So no more of that going on rides, pretending I'm walking up the steps. For now, I'm going to be a water baby. Tony, today, on air, did an audible fart. We patched him in over his phone on the hospital line. It was quite good. He was Tony man in the bed. It was alright. 31st of May. Today was my first swimming lesson, and I had neglected to tell Dad about the lack of changing rooms, and I saw his penis in a vision that will haunt me till the day I die of a butter overdose. I saw his wrinkled old chap. Almost inverted it was. Anyway, once we were ready, I inflated my arm, belly and neck bands and we walked into the shallow end. I noticed that the ladies were looking at my man bosoms, clearly envious of them, as they are vaster than most ladies. I told Dad not to lie. Dad told me to lie on my front while he grabbed me by the love handles. But I did. Nothing happened. Oh, that kitten's really trying to get into the door. The part of the water was far too shallow and my belly button was touching the floor, so my head was still far too far out of the water, making it impossible for me to swim. So I waddled about halfway down where we could swim, but I got frightened and slipped a little bit and then thought, no, I'm not having that. And then we went home. I did a frighten and cried on the way back. It was terrifying. Well, I say we went home, but we realised that we'd have to get nude in front of each other again. So we just walked home in our swimming trunks. It was alright, but we had to walk through the market street and the market was on. With all our clothes in a bag, it just felt like we were in tiny sexy shorts. Felt like we were nude. And I said this to Dad, and he thought it was a bit like being on a nudist beach. And then I thought about a nudist beach with the women on it and the nude. And I started to get a young man, so I had to walk home hunched over like I'm a hunchback. Was that right? 1st of June. Well, I think I'm really fit now, so tomorrow I'm definitely going to go see 2B with a t-shirt that's quite tight. I'm going to go early, so I should be in. In fact, tomorrow's the day I'm going to tell her my true feelings. I must. I mean, we're meant to be together, aren't we? She's just so nice. Perfect for a guy like me. But that's tomorrow's nightmare. Today I enjoyed mostly lying down. Oh, I did ache terribly after yesterday's exercises. Me and Cecil watched Keeping Up Appearances on VHS. It was very funny. Years and years ago, I dismissed it for being a bit middle of the road. A bit... You know, I dismissed it because it was trying to be another sitcom that was a bit too middle class. But now I see it as the very clever social satire that it is. And that Patricia Routledge. Oof, I'd like to give her a bouquet. 2nd of June. Well, I arose at 7:47 in the morning. Then I got out of bed at 8 o'clock. And in an uncast characteristic move, I actually got out of bed and was ready in 8 minutes. That includes eating breakfast. I got to 2B's house with time to spare before she had to go to college, because I knew she would be, and I could hear the TV on the inside. I could hear Lorraine Kelly. When I knocked, the TV went off, but nobody answered the door to my knocking. So, fearing burglars, I started to break down the door. I ran at it full stomach, and I nearly got through when the door opened and I fell right in. And I saw the bathroom door slam shut. 2B was there opening the door, not the bathroom door. There was someone in their bathroom. I said, "Is there anybody else in here, love?" And she said, "Oh, it was probably just the wind." So, being a very brave boy, I picked myself up, dusted myself off, and said, "Oh, I thought you'd been burgled. I better go, I've got to see my mummy." And then I ran away, rubbing my bruised tum-tum. Soon I will declare my love there.